Wake up every morning with Chum 104.5.
My station.
I have a question for the room. More than 35% of men cannot tell you this about their wife. 35% of men cannot tell you this about their wife. It's under 50, but it's a good chunk of men.
What she's thinking.
I feel like that's going to be a long
That's
list.
100%, yeah. Tom. That's not the question.
Much higher than 35.
What am I thinking? I have no clue for the thousandth time. I don't know. Just tell me.
Just tell me.
Just tell me. That won't ever change. 35% of men can't tell you this about their wife. Meredith, I'm going to take a crack at it.
I mean, is it physical or is it sentimental? Can I ask questions? I haven't played this game before.
let me say. Yeah, all right. Let's say it's physical.
Physical.
Yeah, let's say physical. 35% of men.
Eye color?
Eye color is incorrect.
Boy.
Incorrect. That would be a
bad.
That would sting.
Be a doozy. Can you imagine if you can tell your wife's eye color? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I'm thinking of my boyfriend right now. I mean.
Think about one thing.
Hazel?
You guys aren't. Wait, do you know his eye color? You have to.
Hazily. Greeny hazily.
When he looked into your eyes the first time and said he loved you, what color did you see?
Bloodshot.
Red, right? Exactly. All right. Caitlin, take a crack at her.
Okay.
35% of men can't tell you this about their wife.
Shoe size.
Whoa! Wow!
That's it. That's exactly it. On the nose.
That's exciting for me.
That's exactly it.
My brain is working.
It's interesting. Why can't we? Why?
But why would you want to know your partner? Why do you need to know?
You need to know those things about your partner so that if you come across a pair of shoes or some clothes that you want. No, you should never pick out shoes.
Should you?
Probably not. You guys ever heard that old wife's tale? You never heard that old one?
Just buzz myself.
Buy your partner a pair of shoes. They walk right out of your life. You never heard that one?
Oh.
You never heard that one?
That's what I'm doing wrong. I'm styling my boyfriends. They're all leaving me.
I was just going
to turn slowly and look at Meredith and go, so.
Like, I don't think I've had a boyfriend where I haven't bought them a pair of shoes.
Yeah. I've never bought a woman a. Wait, let me not say never. I've bought a pair of shoes before. They didn't work out very well, obviously. But my current, I've never bought a shoes.
I've received shoes. Yep.
You've received shoes?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you guys are still together?
Still together.
Okay.
Still going strong.
Good. Okay.
Ask her tomorrow.
Yeah, right. All right. We'll give it some time. Well, good to know. Just something that you could know. 35% of men can't even name their wife's shoe size, which is pretty funny. Kids today can't get away with a whole lot because of social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because back when we were kids, which wasn't very long ago, there wasn't much social media. So if you went out with your friends, like, you were just gone.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? If you went out to play and you went around the corner, you were gone. So there was no way of tracking you or tracking what you were doing. So essentially, what he was saying was, we used to get away with a lot more as teenagers than kids can get away with now. Even though they do much more now, we got away with so much more. So my question to you listening for this Truth Tuesday is, what did you get away with as a teenager? You can 104.536 us text, or you could just call and just spill it, 416-870-1045. And I really thought about it. Did I say that true? The more I thought about it, it's actually true. Like, check this out, Mara. I didn't have a curfew growing up. Like, I really just didn't. Like, at no point was there, you have to be home by blank time.
Right.
And, you know, the reason being was like, how do you enforce that? You're not texting me. You're not tracking me. You know, if I'm gone, I'm gone.
Well, I was going to say, because it's not that we didn't just not have social media. We didn't have phones. Like, I didn't have a cell phone.
A lot of people didn't have cell phones, yeah.
Like, not until, I was 16, 17.
Sure.
I was the first person in my friend group to get a cell phone, and it was early on.
And you were probably the designated, like, if anything happens, call Caitlin's phone. That's probably what all the parents thought.
Yeah, I wound up being, like, the default, like, social coordinator. But the only thing was, who am I going to call? It was just me with a cell phone calling everyone's landline.
Point exactly.
It was ridiculous.
Calling a landline, exactly. So I think we actually got away with a lot more than any other, like, kids today couldn't get away with this stuff, even though I still believe they do a lot more like craziness.
Well, and I think, too, they have an incredible amount of skill when it comes to social media and blocking certain people, putting stuff on private. Like, because you can post Insta stories. I didn't know this, but you can post Insta stories and block certain people from seeing them.
Oh,
certain people.
Yeah, but if I was that parent, because I don't, you know, I would, and I know my kids will probably block me when I get to that point. I'll just open another account and follow them on that one. You're not getting around me.
Oh,
I am watching, young man. Tell me, what did you get away with as a teenager that kids today couldn't get away with? I definitely didn't have a curfew. Like, for example, all right, does the subway here, can you get cell service on the subway if you ride the TTC? Did you get much service?
Only in certain
stops?
Like, yeah, certain patches. So if you're on the Bloor line and you go over the DVP,
right,
you know, trying to head towards Broadview Station, you get this, like, moment of service.
Right.
And if you're on the Yonge line near Rosedale Station, like, there are certain outdoor stations where you'll get service, but for the most part, no.
But back in the day, no train station had service. So if you didn't respond to a text or a call or something from your mother, oh, I was on the subway. No service. That was the default excuse for everything.
But did you push it? Like, did you? Were you
of
like
course. Like, of course I pushed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 416-870-1045. What did you used to get away with? Can you hear us?
Yeah, it's Mike.
Mike, what's going on, Mike? Yeah. Mike.
No, I wanted to say that I don't agree that we got away with much, because I'm from the Caribbean and I know we went out to play cricket, and so we had no phones, but we were so fearful of our parents that we dare not do anything that was wrong.
Right, but okay, so
fearful of our parents that, you know, we towed the line. We have done a little boyish prank.
But but listen, your mother's voice was a fear for you, but the rule was be home before the sun sets, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, what if it's like a little later in the year? That just pushes like another hour and an hour. You know what I'm saying? So you still got away with it. Now in the Caribbean, everyone's got 3 cell phones. They got their Digicel. They got their Lime. They're going to contact their kids somehow.
Well, things have changed from our days, I think, you know.
Kids
they operate differently. They're not as fearful towards their parents as we were. And that's a big difference.
It is different. It is different. But I still think that thank you, Mike. I think technology, even if the parents are a strict Caribbean parent, there's a way around it. Or you can't really get away around it with technology, because you can track kids now. Like, honestly, if my kids wanted any money, turn on Find My Friend on your iPhone. You get no money from me unless I can track every movement of you all day. That's how I would play it. Marilyn Denison Jamar, joined by Meredith Shaw this morning.
Hello.
As Meredith is on vacay with her hubby.
No, Marilyn.
I've been doing that, right?
Happened again. I know.
The names are just so similar.
It's okay. I mean, my boyfriend is a chef, and he does some stuff on her television show, and he called her me on the show.
So that's crazy. Meredith, Marilyn.
It happens.
To me, that's like the equivalent of when you were in school, and some kid in class would call the teacher mom.
Hi, Mom. No, I'm not your mom.
No, I'm not your girlfriend.
But shout out to the single crew out there. Listen, they tell you if you want to find somebody, you have to cast a wide net. Open that net towards butt dials and mistexts, because this story will definitely broaden your horizons. A guy in England accidentally texted a stranger, and him and the stranger actually started a conversation. Their conversation was so intriguing, and they became such good of quote-unquote friends that they left their spouses for each other.
Oh, man.
Wild.
They're still together to this day. They say that they are a perfect match, and if they had not just sent this missed text to a stranger, you know, just a digit off from the real phone number, they would have never found each other.
Life-changing.
Life-changing.
Boy.
It's crazy, but I mean, there's more than one ways to skin a cat or meet your soulmate.
I feel like you have to be open to it. Like, in that moment, like, I don't know if they were happily married, both of those two. I'm suspecting
no. Yeah, absolutely right.
Right? I'm suspecting no. Because even if, you know, anything can turn into a possible love connection. Mm-hmm. If you're out getting a coffee and the barista looks at you a certain way.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're looking and he's looking or she's looking or whatever, it could be a moment.
I've been in a bad relationship and those Uber Eats drivers were looking scrumptious when they came to my house, like, oh, come. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to be open to those things. But, yeah, technology makes it easier to meet people and even to kind of figure out people. You told me about this thing that we need to look out for if you're sending pictures between phones. I never thought about this, Meredith. Please explain to everybody what they have to look out for.
Well, and this isn't from necessarily personal experience, but I did notice in this story, she looked on his WhatsApp account to check out what he looked like. He was handsome.
Right.
So there was a bit of like a text connection, but also there was a little bit of like something
sure.
going on. So they were sending photos back and forth. What you have to be careful about if you are sending photos to somebody, we all maybe have like a top 2 photos in our camera roll that we think are like, oh, I look good here.
Yeah, you put in in your favorites, and
this
it's like your go-to.
Good lighting moment. You know, the chesticles look good. All that stuff, right? You have a situation.
Sure.
And so if you send that to somebody, if it was taken a while ago, it will save in their camera roll
the date you took it, not that you sent it.
Oh.
So it will expose you for the vain one-shot wonder that you are.
This is great.
Yeah.
So you send a picture to somebody and it like saves in 2015.
Yes.
You're like, you must really like this picture. Or maybe you should take another one. No, I like this one.
It only happens if the person saves it, but it really does reinforce that if you have like your favorite hot photos of yourself, they have to at least be within the last calendar year, or it can look like you're misrepresenting yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
you haven't looked like this since 08.
Yeah.
Okay, so the hack for that, if anyone wants to know, is take a screenshot of the photo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There it is right there. Yeah, you solved it in one click.
Have you guys ever had a friend show you a photo on their phone and all of a sudden you're like looking in their camera roll and you see all the dozens of different angles they're taking of themselves?
Caitlin,
and
it's like the I get so creeped out by this.
It's so embarrassing for the person and you're just like, is this what you're doing like Home Alone? For how long? This
all
is like
day.
An hour's worth of work.
But guess what? We're all guilty.
I am not. You can legit go through this right now.
You're not
the only thing I have on my photos, really, is like screenshots of dumb memes. Like, really, this is the majority of my...
Oh, yeah, there goes that dumb hamster.
So you haven't just deleted the evidence?
No.
See, you're super smart. So I feel like you take those 80 selfies, but you delete 79.
No, like, I have like this.
What's that?
That's a very bad picture.
So okay, we're going to have a session, Caitlin.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to have a session.
This is a panoramic photo fail of my face being spliced together. So I look like one of the creature from Goonies in this photo.
Yeah.
All right.
Not
well, in a couple minutes, Caitlin Sloth in a couple minutes with your next trending update. Hey, what's the weirdest thing you ever caught on your Ring or your video doorbell app or service? Ring is like the most popular one now. Mm-hmm. Text us to 104.536. This one was alarming. I don't know if you can beat it, but somebody, you know how Amazon has these deliveries, that it's not like a UPS driver or a FedEx driver or whatever. It's an Amazon driver. So the Amazon driver comes to the person's house, delivers the package, puts it on the stoop, and then takes out the phone to take a picture, because I guess that's their way of verifying that, yes, this delivery was made. She takes a picture and then, you know, puts it in her phone, but then leans over and picks up the package again and then walks off with it. So she's stealing the package.
Oh. Premeditatively. Like knowing, like,
boom.
Yeah.
She's done this before.
Oh, yeah.
Now, she couldn't get away with it because this resident had one of these phone or these apps, like the Ring or something, where it takes a picture or a video of whoever shows up at your doorstep. So the whole thing was caught on camera.
Yeah.
Couldn't get away with it. And by the way, the person was only stealing, get this, a cell phone charger.
Yeah, $7.48.
Grand total of $7. So she's going to lose her job and be shamed throughout the interwebs. But these things catch everything. My mom now, like, she has one of these cameras, and she's like I'm so embarrassed to say this. She's like the neighborhood camera lady now. Because anytime anything happens in the neighborhood, they're like, hey, Miss McNeil, can we see your camera? She's like, oh, yes, come in. Come look at the camera. And it's like, Mom, you're like the neighborhood stool pigeon. It's like you're the old lady with the camera. And then when I'm hanging
useful.
Out with I guess it's useful, but it's like weird, you know, it's just like a voyeur or whatever.
But some of those Ring, what you're talking about, those cameras, they actually notify you when action happens,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's like, oh, someone was there. And so this guy, what you were talking about, the story, you know, texted his wife and said, hey, did you get the package? And she was like, what package? Because it was already gone before, you know, she'd even seen it. So it serves you right to have some of those cameras now.
And that's why those smart mailboxes are becoming so popular too.
Wait, tell me about smart mailboxes.
So
I don't
basically
know about these.
It's like, so a delivery driver would place a package in your, like the drop slot of the smart mailbox where you would later unlock it with your smartphone. So, like, only you can unlock this smart mailbox using your personal phone.
Really?
So, you can put it at the front door of your home on your porch or for your condo. And then, basically, this prevents the driver from just leaving it on your front porch. And this was, now, I don't think this was created with sneaky drivers in mind. It was created for those porch pirates.
Sure.
The people who go through a neighborhood looking
taking for... taking stuff.
Exactly. So, this is now so that, you know, delivery companies would just put it directly in these smart mailboxes and you're all set.
I don't know why these days anyone attempts any crimes. You can't get away with anything.
No. And actually,
you can't get away with anything.
You can't. And Amazon specifically, they do this thing with their drivers. They put dummy packages in the send outs. Mm-hmm. And so they have to scan it to make sure that it attaches to an address or something. And they'll put dummy ones in there that don't exist in the system and see if they bring it back saying, hey, this doesn't work, or they just take it.
To test the honesty of the people
working. To test the integrity of the driver.
Chum does it too. We put dummy songs in the rotation to test the honesty of the DJs. We play every one of them, even the ones we don't really like. There's a dummy song in every hour, trust me. Let's see if you can find out the dummy song this hour.
Oh, no.
Staying out of this.
Don't you like your job?
Yeah.
Like,
hey, it's all right. It's good. I'm joking. Time for the eTalk Entertainment Update, brought to you by IKEA. The IKEA bathroom event is on now. Get 15% off bathroom furniture, sinks, and faucets until March 4th. Chloe Wilde joins us. Hey, Chloe.
Good morning. Okay, so there's a lot happening in the entertainment world, but we were just chatting about something that I think is still so topical, and that is Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Are they just fantastic actors, or did that look on Oscars night mean something when they finished playing Shallow? Because I'm still thinking about it. I don't know. That look that they shared felt real. And Bradley's a good actor. Lady Gaga's kind of new to acting. Yeah, she killed it in A Star Is Born, but that look to me was palpable. You could feel it from the TV screens.
I personally, from a man's perspective, I can't go back and sit next to my significant other after I do something like that, like in that way. So I'm going to hold back a little bit so I don't catch the wrath of her later that evening. What were you doing looking at her face like that? We're acting. That's not acting. I don't want to go through that.
So would you have gone as far as they did, in the sense that, like, they locked eyes, they had a big hug, his arm was around her waist behind the piano while they were singing? Was that necessary?
This is probably why I'm not an Oscar-winning actor, because I'm afraid of my woman. I'm scared. Like, no. No way. I'm not putting myself into that role.
This is the only reason?
One of many reasons. But yeah, add that to the list. So, I don't know. Is there something there? How could there not be?
Yes. Like, I don't understand why this is a debate. Yes, something happened.
Tom thinks them. No. What do you think?
No.
I just think they're really good actors, and I think they practiced and they rehearsed this. It was beautiful. It was stunning, and it's what people want to see. But I don't think there's any romantic.
I don't either.
Did they rehearse the pick her up and lift her up and swing her after the end?
It was great. Yeah, but you saw that in Dirty Dancing too, right? Yep. So it was just it was an act. Mm. It was a good one, but it was an act.
I'm not necessarily saying that I think they're in love and they're destined to be together. I think some of the things that the Little Monsters have been saying to Arena Shake, I don't think that's been nice. I think that's not above board. But something has happened in the filming of that movie. Oh. Something went down. Some late night, some bourbon moment, some look. You know, because he was doing something he'd never done before. She was doing something she'd never done before. So he's like, let me lead you. And she's like, let me lead you. And then it's like, lead.
You know, it sounds like
happening.
This.
It sounds like this.
This is how it goes. Hey, do you want to run lines? Yeah, let's run lines. Where? In the trailer. All right, cool. Peace. And the running lines in the trailer. Quick.
So you think there might be something, Mayor, you think, and then Tom,
it happened.
Out of all the morning hits I've done, I've never actually seen or heard Tom hop on the mic, but the Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper debate is what is bringing you
to the yard.
Yes. I really don't think anything happened either, and I think part of the reason why is because they still have that chemistry of two people who haven't done anything. Like, they don't have that awkwardness of people who've seen more things than just friends would see. I feel like they still have that, like, really cool chemistry where, you know, maybe they have that partial longing.
Yes.
But no.
Oh, I don't think it was an all the way situation. Mm. I think it was a little like, oh, this was too far. Like, it's still burning.
Ooh, the flame. It's like when you have a big bonfire and the embers at the end of the night, and that's like the perfect time to roast your marshmallows.
Yes,
that's where they're at, I think.
Roast your marshmallows. There. Okay.
Okay. Well, in this small survey of five, we've come to no conclusion.
No.
So we're going to have to broaden this thing to everyone listening to the show right now. You could text us at 104-536. Did they or didn't they? Bradley Cooper and Gaga. Did they or didn't they?
Oh, wow. We're going there.
Woo!
I mean, I don't know anything, but they do.
All right, and if you're a fan of Taylor Swift, you probably noticed her very cryptic photo that she posted on Instagram on Sunday night. It was a very simple photo. It was seven palm trees against a blue sky filled with stars, and her fans went into a tizzy online. They counted the palm trees. There were seven. She's had six albums out. Does this mean that there's a seven studio album on the works? Her fans are saying yes. They've even counted the stars in the sky to try to figure out if that means how many days it's going to be until we get new music. And the fan theories are just spiraling. Like, Taylor's fans are thirsty for more music, and they're really hoping that this photo of palm trees is indicating that.
Wow.
I love how everything is an Easter egg now.
Yeah.
You know, those like hidden message things. Everyone's looking for those.
That's exactly what it is.
Everybody wants to be the person to find the answer, right?
It's true.
Find the treasure on the treasure map.
Like Gaga and Cooper. I want the answer.
We're looking for the text.
We're looking for the eggs.
You
tell
make
us.
The call. Thank you, Chloe.
Thanks, guys.
E-Talk every evening. What time, please? Remind me.
7 p.m. on CTV.
You got it. Marilyn will come back. More tan than Lady Gaga was this weekend on the Oscars.
Better tan.
Maybe it wasn't a great tan.
No.
Okay.
Tan fail. And she was just in Mexico, so she could have just been natch.
Yeah, to each is their own. You know, they got to have the makeup artist has to make some money.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Shallowgate is going on right now.
Shallowgate.
We're trying to figure out the simple question I asked was, did they or didn't they? I didn't say what they were doing or how far or how many bases it was.
Hey,
saying,
hey, hey,
did they or didn't they, Gaga and Bradley? One thing you can't deny is they have an incredible chemistry.
Yes.
I mean, you could call that great acting.
Yeah.
Or you could call it method acting. You really put yourself into the role. So what are the people saying? Did they or didn't they, Caitlin?
It's pretty split. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of people who are saying, one person in Texas said, one word, actors. Sunday is the last night, the last time for them to create lasting moments together for their movie. That's it. Just
okay.
My opinion.
Okay.
Someone else said, I don't know for sure, but I truly believe nothing more than a true and beautiful friendship has blossomed. The look is one of love, but not in love. They're two professionals that have a beautiful experience making a movie together, and they became great friends. Does everything between co-stars have to be romantic?
Okay.
But this is constantly the narrative between either co-workers or male-female friendships, that the only way men and women can coexist is if something sexual and romantic is there, and I don't believe it's true. I think they're just really talented actors. That's my take.
I don't believe it's true either, but I believe when you go off to shoot a movie and you're doing something you haven't done before as Gaga, hasn't done before as Bradley, I think something has happened, but they've kept it safe.
Yeah.
They haven't gone all the way.
Sure.
So they're able to keep it in that burning phase as opposed to being upset or having the drama. It's still beautiful.
I mean, this narrative doesn't come out of thin air. I mean, we've all lived lives and we know that things happen between people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could hear the sexual tension in this room, right? No, not really.
What?
There is none.
I love that you looked longingly at Tom.
I looked right at Tom.
Really, I was like, why are you looking?
That's a nice moment for
I
you
I just
two.
Got chills. That was lovely.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, then other people are texting in and saying, I think they had fireworks all around them. Something definitely happened. Or if it didn't, it's going to. So it's split, and they're very good at getting us to talk about them.
Some people reminding us that there's children involved.
Yes,
too,
and
so
Arena,
yep.
And how well and graceful she's taking all of this gossip, and you know, which at this point, that's all it is.
And someone also put, did you already say that his mother and fiance or whatever were sitting in the crowd during that performance?
Yeah,
eek, my bad. So, tis what it is. But they did. They had a fantastic couple months, that's for sure.
I also think
really
because
did.
In Hollywood, the land where so many co-stars meet on set and then something does happen. That's why this narrative continues. Like you think of Brad and Angelina when they were in Mr. and Mrs. Smith together. Mm-hmm. So there are all these instances of something happening during filming together, but maybe it's not always the case, or maybe in a few months we'll find something else out.
And also true, like their characters in the movie did not, I mean, spoiler alert, it was not a happy ending. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they are kind of giving us this as the real people, mm-hmm. it's kind of satisfying our movie watching
yeah.
experience to give us the happy ending we didn't get in the movie.
Everyone wanted Ali and Jackson to
yes.
have this happy ending.
Yes. So yeah. now right. they kind of did.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
I've got some good trending news for Drake fans who either want to be soothed to the sounds of their favorite artists or maybe new parents. If you're a new parent and you like Drake, this is for you. So Rockabye Baby is a very famous lullaby compilation company. They do takes on, you know, Metallica even, or Bruno Mars or Taylor Swift. So now they've decided to cover some of Drake's most popular songs so you can treat yourself or your baby to the soothing sounds of Hold On, We're Going Home, for example.
Uh-huh.
an emotion.
Mama.
Yeah, yeah. That's very cute.
I think Kofi would like it.
I think he would. I think he would love this. This is cute. I approve.
So we talked about this last trending and decided that we need to turn this into a contest, because the contest that we do on the show is Name That YouTube Tune, where you have to guess. What's this one? Tom's just over here looking at me like a deer in the headlights.
What song is
this? Are you playing 12 of them?
Oh. This is Hotline Bling.
Yes!
Okay. Oh, yeah. So this is how the game would work. We'll play you the Rockabye Baby version of a song, and you have to guess the name of the song title or the artist. Is this, am I close?
That's exactly right.
It's interesting, though, because when we talked about this last hour, we had a lot of people write in, and they said, you know what? I love these compilations. I play them for my kids all the time when they're little. And now when I play the real version in the song as they've gotten older, they recognize them, and it's become some of their favorite music. So people said it was a cool way to introduce their children to artists like Prince or Michael Jackson, maybe before they were ready.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Metallica, Green Day.
Green Day.
Do you have the time?
Yeah, so good. So we'll do the Rockabye Baby contest tomorrow for the third row Allen tickets.
Sure.
I like this. Okay. Now, we've also found out what the new healthiest country in the world is, and I'm sad to say it's not Canada. Healthiest country in the world, officially, according to Bloomberg's Healthy Country Index, is Spain, and they attribute this to their healthier eating habits.
And red wine consumption.
And red wine consumption and siestas.
Yes.
And sunshine, which equals vitamin D. Anyways, Canada came in 16th. Rounding out the top five was Italy, Iceland, Japan, and Switzerland. And the U.S., number 35.
Oh, I mean, that's no surprise.
Yeah. And their buddy, Russia, number 95.
their buddy.
Not doing so hard.
You know, I can't argue against that. I was going to get angry, but I'm like, no. Evidence supports this.
I'm surprised at Italy.
Italy, I know, but you know what I think it is?
What?
I also, from like, you know, having spent time there on vacation and stuff, do you know how many paid holidays they get?
Right.
Their stress levels must be low.
And olive oil. Oh,
and olive oil. Again, the Mediterranean diet.
Mediterranean diet.
I know, we're carb haters over here, but if these countries, which really readily enjoy their carbohydrates, are doing better than us on the Healthy Country Index, maybe we need to revisit our thoughts on this a little
bit. Oprah says so. Oprah says so.
And she knows. Lastly, weather is trending here in Toronto today. Yesterday, everyone got really excited after it was announced that we could, fingers crossed, expect a abrupt turn into spring weather middle of March, end of March. So hopefully none of these like winter into April type situations. But then today it came out that we can expect 10 centimeters of snow tomorrow. I apologize in advance, but you're going to have to dust off your car tomorrow morning on the way to work.
Rude.
Something to look forward to. Sorry. Thank you, Caitlin.
Wake up every morning with Chum 104.5.
My station.